Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 61, Blood, Sex, and Violence on a Saturday Afternoon.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
And welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
Pink Taco.
Blue Onyx.
D-Rock.
And Anvil.
And D-Rock is kind of new to the team. We've been friends with him for what, a couple years?
I'd say I was kind of your RA back at Salem State College.
Yes.
Actually, he's been my friend for about 30 minutes.
He would be the guy who would bust us for bringing in the booze.
Yep, and then I just go back to my room and drink.
But a couple of years ago, Pink Taco and Dean Rock were in a band together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About that. Back in the day. Yeah.
Back in the NOM.
We weren't alive then, shut up.
How do you know? I could be a vampire.
Yeah, we wish.
Hey, I work overnight. I barely see the sun. How do we know?
Because you're black.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Hey, only from the waist down.
where it counts.
That's right.
But thank you for joining us today.
Oh, no problem. Nothing better to do.
Do not keep your phone next to your balls, man. It'll be
You're
very
not gonna
distracting.
Have kids later on in life because of that.
Please excuse me. I have to go make a phone call.
You do?
Yes.
No worries. You're saying it's not for a little while.
Yes.
Wait, not say no more. Yes. Okay. So, should we start talking about Takers while we wait for him?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
He totally farted.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
That's probably somewhere on the audio clip now. As is.
So, let's talk about this movie that Blue Onyx, Anvil, and I saw, but sadly, these two weren't able to join us for. Because he felt ill in the morning.
I didn't feel good. I still don't feel that great, but I wanted to come see you guys.
Yay.
Yay. That means we're all going to get sick.
I have like a sinus infection. You can't catch a sinus infection.
I'll figure out some way. I'll wake up like tomorrow going, oh, god damn it, Pink Taco, you son of a bitch.
Damn you. Trying to get people killing me.
Yes. Well, dead.
Let's see. Takers.
And your tortillas. I'm sorry.
Takers with Paul Walker. Hayden Christensen.
Okay.
So
oh, I've seen the ads for this.
And the guy who beat up Rihanna.
Chris Brown!
I'd fuck him.
Oh my god, Chris Brown and Anakin Skywalker are fucking co-starring in this. It's
oh, man.
It's
Kill Your Spouse Night or something there. There's fucking Padme in there with Rihanna. There's the one that I can't remember what his name is actually, but he's one of the two brothers, and he was on one of my favorite shows called Sleepers. The Sleeper Cell.
Sleeper Cell.
If you ever seen that, and he was basically the main character, and the fucking show dropped off after two seasons. I was so pissed.
Because you liked it.
No. Well, yeah, that's probably why. But it was a good fucking show. I just don't know why it got dropped off.
All the shows that we like got canceled. I mean, Method and Red barely like lasted a season.
Yeah, we were lucky on that one.
Hey, that was
Invader
a good sitcom.
Invader Zim, rest in peace.
Oh god, Invader Zim, one of the greatest cartoons ever made.
But yeah, back to the movie. I guess they did a good job with this movie, but it seemed like there was a lot of shit that was just already taken up.
They literally said in the movie, we're gonna Italian job this shit.
Yes.
Yeah, but for this kind of movie, everything's been done, so I mean,
You're just taking bits and pieces that worked and adding your own little twist to it.
Yeah, well, they basically took... There was one part that was definitely, like, parkour, where it seemed like he was, like, a fucking frog. He leaped frog onto a fucking SUV. And I mean, like, he went from ground up and just jumped over on top of the fucking thing. It was ridiculous how high he jumped.
Yeah, but
they had wires on him, I think.
No, they actually... What they did was they got those professional people that do that.
Yeah.
You know, person kind of had the image of him. Dress them like them and let them do their normal stuff.
So a fucking stunt double.
I thought they said when I watched the special on it on whatever fucking movie channel it was, because I'm always like flipping around and I find myself on the movies that we're going to watch that weekend. And like the guys are just like, yeah, what we did was basically we just tossed him into it. He was doing all the fucking stunts. And I was just like, why do I have a feeling this is bullshit? I mean, I saw him like bounce off the car and then, you know, flip over it and do all this other shit.
We all know that he didn't do it because his face was not shown when he hit the car or during most of the chase.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the other thing is when they stole the money, I was wondering, like, because I didn't really get to see where the guy dropped off the money.
No.
I mean, besides all the friggin' women that were in the front row seat going, yeah! Yes! And I was just like, fucking women, shut up!
Come out of the screen and beat him like you beat
me. There was one of them like, oh yeah, he's my boy or something like that. I'm gonna go yank up in the fucking bathroom. It's like, oh my fucking head, shut up.
It's like, you're running with a black eye.
Yeah. I mean, it was really that bad. Like, a lot of them were just like, oh my god, that's my man. It's like,
We went to one of those movies. And before that,
damn, that's a huge bitch. I mean, Rhino.
Oh shit! And might I add, before this movie even started, we probably saw the worst trailer ever.
Oh, don't! I don't even want to discuss it. I'm gonna throw up, dude.
All right. Well, it was called Insecure or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Insecure.
Insecure because of this guy, he rich guy or something like that. Of course,
he's very insecure with himself.
Ooh.
Well, that's because he had like this really hot, you know, fiance coming up or something like that.
I don't know.
She broke off, and then he got into the whole American Psycho mode. I think this is like the African American version of American Psycho.
But the way that the trailer was done and the way it was edited, it looked like a fucking Mexican soap opera.
It's just like, I have come to save you from your man. Yeah. And like, and then all of a sudden, the guy, the narrator, she came to save his marriage or something like that. Like, say exactly the same shit that you just saw 2 seconds ago. And you're like, god damn it. It was like,
I didn't get the first time, but when he repeated it, it all just clicked.
Yes.
They went too far. We went too far. They had no choice. I had no choice.
I had to shoot him in the head. He had to shoot him in the head.
So it was really that bad of a, just a trailer that...
It was that bad of a trailer.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we
thank you. Thank you.
So.
Fucker.
I wish we had a video cam. There you go.
There we go.
But back to Takers.
Okay.
Oh man, reverting back to 3-year-old. Yes.
Yes.
I feel like the movie did a good job with editing, the action sequences, and even the acting. But the issue I had with it was a lot of it has been done before.
Yeah, the parkour scenes they didn't seem that extreme.
Yeah.
And, it was great to see him, like, jump through, like, a glass window above 2x2 or something like that, and then fucking just the running scenes as is were great, but I've seen better. Like, I wish they could have brought in the guy from District V13 who's done the choreography for almost a lot of the parkour.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I haven't. What it sounds like, they could have just had another high-speed car chase or something. It sounds like at least they're trying.
They had a little bit of that, and then they had the armored cars, which was a pretty cool setup. I mean, that actually went... It didn't go the full Italian job until, some asshole on a bike, you know, one of those bike messengers, drove out in front of the fucking thing and stopped it. Then they blew up the street accidentally and fucked it all up.
Yeah. Damn bicyclists!
Gee, first thing you know, I was driving down the street. Next thing, well, hell, half it blew up.
Yeah. It's like I ripped a fart and the street blew up.
So it got to that point.
It's like a gas leak.
Yeah.
Where,
all
what's
that
his
methane
name from I can't even remember his name right now. But he was up in the crow's nest, more or less. He came down.
Paul Walker,
thank you. Paul Walker came down and GTA'd the one that was in the back and fucking slammed it in and just dropped it in the hole.
Well,
and he had to drive it in, basically. So it was really fucked up.
Do you know who I feel got the bullshit role in this whole thing? Hayden Christensen. He was like such a low-key character.
Well, it seemed like all of them were low-key.
No, but I mean, he was, like, super low-key. Yeah. Like, you see him for 1 second. And
if I recall, after he did Star Wars, he said he didn't really want to do much acting anymore.
Yeah, but he liked this movie, and he liked the cast he was working with, but I thought they'd actually use him a little bit better. And then the way they killed him.
The skinny guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the white dude.
Jeez!
The one who got beat up by...
Wicked fucking skinny.
The guy got beat up in the trailer.
That was
his
best.
He got his ass kicked in the trailer, dude. He was the one kicking the ass.
Well, you know what I mean.
One skinny little white dude, so like D-Rock.
Like four or five Russians.
Like, hey, I have to give it.
Hey, I'm skinny and white. I'll take that, yeah.
No, actually, you know who you remind me of? Screech.
Oh my
you
god.
Look
what the fuck?
You look exactly like him?
Oh,
like
a great football.
I'm gonna take your picture before we're done hanging up on my Facebook next to Screech and see how many people think.
Oh man.
Come on, look at him!
I used to have even more of the Jew fro too. It used to
And we quit. Yeah, but have you seen him now? He actually has hair just like yours. He's talking about his latest porno.
Yeah. I don't think I would pull off the handlebar mustache as good as him.
He has his own dildo.
Really? That's creepy.
That's fucking
Hey,
creepy.
Obama has one. That's not really his dick.
Yeah,
no, it's Obama's face on it. I don't know how one woman could, you know, play with herself looking at Obama's head.
I mean,
Yes, I can!
How realistic is it putting Obama's entire head into a woman's vagina? When does that actually happen? Maybe Obama's penis. That makes sense. No, I'm just going to shove a penis-shaped Obama's head into my...
It's like, I'm really into anal. Let me just get the nose stuck. Everything open. No,
right,
let's go back to the movie.
They should make the Ross Perot version.
Can I finish?
Wow.
And for the women, the blow up Bill Clinton.
So
with opposable thumbs up.
And it talks. Every time you go down on it, it says... I did not have sexual intercourse with that woman.
Yikes. Can you define is?
All right, well, anyway.
If it wasn't for my horn.
No. Start the reflection.
Do it!
I never would have made it through that year of college.
Next thing you know, you're sitting in the bathroom with a friggin', it wasn't for my horse. What does a horse have to do with it? And that's where aneurysms come from.
Thanks. I'm gonna call my dad and tell him how we got his double brain aneurysm.
Oh, great.
Give him my condolences.
Yeah, he's alive.
Exactly. Give him my condolences. I wouldn't expect you to do that if he was dead, and it's kind of hard to talk to him.
Why? I was blind in a past life.
We can get the Ouija board out. We'll do this shit.
No, yeah, go to a case when I'm dead. I thought it was a war.
Activity happens. Anyways.
You are next to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to here. Yeah. You're killing us. You're fucking killing us.
We're still on topic.
So movies.
Yes.
Yes. Well, movies. Tankers. What did you feel about the fucking, action scene with them robbing the bank?
That was awesome.
I thought that was a well-edited sequence.
Truthfully.
And the little sign he gives at the end.
Yeah, of course. So, the little salute / kind of, two fingers.
Salute.
I don't know. It looked like he almost gave, like, the
Wu-Tang.
No, not the Wu-Tang so much.
Well, he came back with the regular salute. And then brought it straight back to the peace sign.
No, not the Heil. No, Heil.
Heil!
But that was, what's his name? Who was the police officer?
Tip T.I. Harris.
No. Him?
Matt Dillon, yeah.
Sorry, he played the cop in the robbery scene. I'm sorry.
Well, but Dillon was alright doing this movie, but he was more or less a jerk to his kid. How fucked up is it? You're gonna go take your kid to like the thing, and then all of a sudden he goes.
We're gonna go to jump it.
Yeah, we're gonna go find out the who the bank robbers are, because I just followed this guy from his parole hearing to the hot dog stand, basically.
Truthfully, if that was my child, they'd be like, "Yo, I need to follow daddy at work." It's like, yes.
No, but this kid was pissed off.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be pissed off if my name was.
Where are we gonna go? The farmer's market?
Or Burgers and Chase? But I'm sorry. Who names their kid Sunday?
I don't know.
Well, I get all my daughter Sunday every other Sunday.
No, hey, Adam's family had a Wednesday.
Hey. Yeah. Uh-huh. They were sadistic. And they also had a lurch.
Yeah. And there was His Girl Friday.
And don't forget, my personal favorite song that ever came out of that show. when Uncle Fester farted, we all came out retarded, the Addams Family.
He didn't even do it right.
All right, so...
Yes, I did.
Did you feel like when they GTA'd the helicopter, was that possible?
Yes. If he had...
Why would the news place go and get waved down to
it's
come
happened.
In?
How fucking stupid are you?
It happened, actually, in Alabama in 1991. Cop was laying there.
Yeah.
On the top of a building, waved him down. They pulled the cop in and saved his life. But about 30 seconds later, the criminals came out and he would have been killed.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So they actually took a real-life aspect and brought it new.
Not bad.
Yes. And it's creepy that I do know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great. Creepy. Anyways, so with all together, like, what did we feel about this?
I really liked it. Well put together, well thought out, and I'm going to give it a 4.5.
I enjoyed it. Not as much as past movies like Italian Job. Like I said, great acting, great action sequences, but it's all been done before. I wouldn't say rush to see this movie, but if there isn't anything better in the theater around you, I would recommend seeing it. I would give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Or also the matinee fucking thing is not a bad deal. Paying $6 for a movie is better than dropping the 10 and going, whoa, this was a shit movie! But yeah, we were looking on IMDb beforehand, and it was like 5.3 or something like that out of 10, which, meh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
With me, I'll give it like a 4 to 4.2 probably, because that's, I have to say that it was good, but it wasn't great. And along with that, the women that were in the front of the, you know, audience fucking clapping and laughing.
Yeah, it was stupid.
And probably playing grab ass right in front of us didn't make the whole fucking... show, I mean, the whole movie be any better. It was just a motherfucker for me. Yet, you know, all together, the actors, they came together well. There was a couple of parts that I felt that I could acknowledge. I don't want to really ruin it, but how the police officers are in some parts.
Yeah.
I mean, with Dylan, he was acting like a total asshole, trying to make it seem like he did stuff or anything like that.
Because he was in Brooklyn's Finest as well, correct?
Yeah, he was in Brooklyn's Finest. No, wait, was he? Yes,
yes,
he was. Yes, he was.
Because I didn't really like him in that movie.
But this is the only thing. Was it just me, or did it just seem that he came out of a dirt pile every time you, like, saw him? Like, he just looked like he had a dirt face. Like, every time you saw him, was just dirt on his face.
Somewhat. It looked like he was a little bit...
He looked like,
around.
He looked like he was fucking just grunge. He didn't like take a fucking shower or something like that and just had dirt all over him because he'd been working a dirt pile. Or otherwise, he was still having the dirt from Armored on him. Yeah, altogether, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but definitely it is one of those movies you might want to go to see if you like to see a little bit of action. And or otherwise, another version of the Brazilian, I mean the Italian Job.
Well, there will be the Brazilian Job.
The Brazilian Job will be coming out soon enough, I'm hoping.
Yeah, crossing our fingers. Still haven't heard an official release date on that one, but...
Yeah, but it is after. It, you know, it's still being worked on. Not like actual filming, it's just being... It's already just in the whole workroom, trying to figure out what's going to piece together correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do we got next?
We got some music, because... Well, first off, let's talk about the concert that I went to. Apocalyptica, Darren Gray, and Eveline, I believe, was the name of the opening act.
You went with Nenya, right?
Right, I went with Nenya.
Nenya!
And, first off, the opening act, Eveline. I heard a couple of their songs off of MySpace, and I wasn't that impressed. But then seeing them live, they're amazing.
Well, that's the aspect of it, is sometimes you can listen to their music right off, you know, or either a MySpace page, iTunes, whatever you want to, you know, listen to it off of, and all of a sudden you'll just be like, wow, this is absolute shit. But if you see that these guys have the energy when they're playing,
yeah,
and they either sound better than the music or about the same quality
mm-hmm.
as the music that they played on that thing,
yeah.
It can be pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah, they have like, it's one lead singer, three guitarists, one of which also seconds as a keyboardist, one bassist, and a drummer. And the last song that they did was just amazing. Like, right at the end, two of the guitarists drop their guitars, and the vocalist drops his mic, and they all go to the drum kit, and they just start wailing the fuck out of it. It was like something out of Live in Pompeii from Pink Floyd.
Like, literally, like, punching it with their fist, or just...
No, with sticks.
Then you should have said sticks and not motion that you're doing fist.
Oh, my bad.
Damn it, man.
They were great. I would say definitely look out for this band in the near future.
Now, the second band that you're going to talk about is Darren Gray, correct?
Yeah.
Now, that's the thing about my friends, or a lot of my old friends and stuff like that from high school. They were literally, like, wank off to this fucking music because it was so fucked. They were just all about it. They were like, Darren Gray, oh, you know, dude,
yeah.
Stop jerking off. It's just Darren Gray. Calm down. But I guess that would have probably been an even a better setup for you to have even gotten their interview in on this stuff, but...
Didn't hear back from them.
Didn't hear back from them, but yet it was still a sweet deal to go and see them live, correct?
Yeah. Well, this is my second time seeing them live.
Okay.
The first time, actually, Pink Taco joined us, and she's kind of out for a cigarette break, as is D-Rock, and for some reason, Anvil's not here. Where the fuck did he go?
He probably went out there to get some air. He usually talks a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Just get used to it.
Good point. But this is my second time. I think they are better this time around than when Taco and I saw them a couple of years ago.
Why? What happened on the first time?
Well, first time around, I don't know. They just...
Didn't seem like they wanted to be here?
Yeah.
This time they wanted to?
Yeah.
Really? That's interesting.
I felt there was a lot more energy, especially from the audience. And I went a little bit nuts when their song Agitated Scream of Maggots came on. Now, this is a good song for when you're fucking pissed off. This is a good song to, like, really turn up. And the lyrics are really fucked up, by the way, especially the chorus.
Now, where are they from officially?
From Japan.
They're from Japan, yeah, that's what I thought.
But they're definitely an awesome band. I wish, though, that they would actually play a lot of the stuff from their past albums, the albums that they didn't release here in America.
It was kind of awesome. I mean...
Oh, shut up.
Hey, I jump in and we can hear you all the way from outside.
Bullshit.
No, we could.
Really? Well, we were talking about...
Apocalyptic.
Well, we were still on Darren Gray, and we were talking about how you and I had saw him a couple years ago.
Oh my god, they're awesome.
No, they're not.
But we were about to move on to Apocalyptica for the live concert, and they're an epic band.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
No, that's they're not. They're more than epic.
Right, no,
yeah. Okay, Pink Taco is right. They're more than epic.
Thank you. So I was right, so they're not epic.
No, as epic as the Iliad.
The Iliad? Or the Odyssey.
Oh. Homa, homa, homa.
Yes. And they're definitely a band that you should check out. They're currently on tour. Check their website. See if they have any tour dates that are around your town. And let's move on to the album that we're going to be talking about by them. Seventh Symphony.
Seventh Symphony?
Seventh Symphony. That's the album that we had.
I love the cover.
Yeah. She was in the video for End of Me with Gavin Rossdale.
Wait, who's that on the cover?
That's not Gavin Rossdale on the cover. It's a really hot girl.
Hey, first time I saw her, I thought
Evanescence.
She's
either really tall or she's flat.
Cover but, really reminds me of Evanescence.
Yeah,
so
it does, but I mean, this is actually a pretty cool setup right here.
Oh, I love the trifolds, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
DVD
have...
of an acoustic performance right there.
Oh.
From the school that they all went to.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
And they're from Finland.
Bjorn.
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 If I were to...
made of Finland.
Talk about this album, I would actually say that this would be their magnum opus.
Magnum opus?
Like their masterpiece.
Reference, oh, okay, Latin
it's,
word. Okay.
Yes, it is a Latin word.
I think that was an album I hadn't heard of, like, reference is lost.
Nah.
Your bitch just got a pits tip.
Whoa. Now,
oh, God.
Now, what did you think of this album when we were listening to it?
Well, it's definitely interesting.
I'm just looking at this one word. All it says is jive. I mean,
that's
the
record
label, but
yeah. I think this album is jive, man.
Jive record.
Well, listening to the album, I was brought back to the whole concept of Metallica's S&M album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't as in-depth as the S&M album is, but, I mean, not every song was classical music and metal. It was metal, and then a classical music one, and then mixed together. So
mm-hmm.
it felt like they kind of, you know, spread it out nice and evenly on this album. So I say all together, two thumbs up with, you know, 4.5 easily.
And I give it 5 stars. I think this is probably their best album yet. I think this is going to be finally the album that breaks them out into the mainstream.
Yeah.
I actually have to go with Blue on this one, with the 4.5. Just because, you know, no band can ever be true perfection.
Queens of the Stone Age.
No. Because to me, music's always changing and evolving, so they can never be perfect. Until, you know, it's the last song made, and then the world ends.
Would you tell that to Paul McCartney?
Yes, I would.
The apocalypse.
Dude, I gotta admit, the Beatles ended their whole career on the best friggin' three tracks ever. Carry That Weight, and, oh.
I will go to Metallica.
No, that was Abbey Road.
That was it.
No, their last album was Let It Be.
Their last album was Abbey Road. Look that up.
Nope, it is Let It Be.
Come on, look that up right now.
You want me to look that up?
We got Jewel. We need a monetary value put on this bet.
$5.
Hold you on. Agree, Duck?
Agree.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not talking about a movie soundtrack. I'm talking about studio albums.
No, Let It Be was and...
Nope. Let's go.
Oh.
Last song they ever recorded together was... Oh, shit. It wasn't She Came Into the Bathroom Window.
Let It Be, 1970.
When did Night come out?
Abbey Road, 1969.
Oh!
Wait, look at... Is that the soundtrack? That's the soundtrack. That does not count.
12th and final studio album,
what
please.
The fuck?
All right.
He was so sure, too.
Oh, man.
I think we just committed a crime.
Whoa. We did not really have $5 on
yes,
this.
Yes, we did.
It was between The Duck.
That, you know what? That was Monopoly Mike.
And Blue. Myself and Pink Taco had nothing to do with this illegal activity.
Asshole.
All right.
Yeah,
for the record, I misplaced my $5.
Yes.
I don't know where it went.
And for the record, I found $5.
Oh!
And he didn't claim $5, and he didn't acknowledge that, so he took it.
I really don't know the serial number on my $5. I can't prove this any way or the other. Continuing.
Could it be Mark?
I've been rubbing my arm for 5 minutes, so I have no clue what happened.
So have I.
You've been rubbing my arm for 5 minutes?
You haven't noticed?
Now you
wanted, I thought I was ambidextrous.
Now you wanted to talk about the Flaming Lips cover album of Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh my god, that was amazing. My friend went to the Bonnaroo concert and I heard that they were playing the entire Dark Side of the Moon set. And I didn't know that there was an album that went with it. So when I went to the store and just started looking through Flaming Lips, I saw it and was like, cream in my jeans. Like, what the fuck?
Whoa!
Hey,
creamed in your jeans? It was that good?
Well, okay, some of the songs on it.
So it just made you go,
Money, for one, wasn't that good as
Money,
the original.
They distorted the voice through the entire song. And
And there was no saxophone! You need the fucking saxophone!
They ruined Pink Floyd? Money? That's one of my favorite songs. Where's my baseball bat?
Oh, no.
I don't know. Some of the other songs on that, though, they kind of make up for it.
But Money is one of my favorites.
Money is a good song. And I'm angry at them for fucking that up. It was more than the Flaming Lips, though, on that.
Yeah.
Peaches was on that.
Yeah, Dwarves, I believe.
Dwarves, yeah. That's the brother, the lead singer of the Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
That's his band was in there. And Henry Rollins.
Yeah, Henry Rollins.
What the fuck?
They got Henry Rollins in
there? His picture looks so fucking creepy. It looked like a mugshot. Everyone else has, like, these artsy pictures playing their instruments.
You know in the album where you hear, like, I've been mad for fucking years, absolutely mad? That's Henry Rollins on the cover album. He's doing all the interview parts.
Shit. Well, no, it's just because Henry Rollins just, like, I haven't really seen him in, like, I've seen him in a couple movies. He hasn't really done much comedy acts that I've seen on stage.
He has his TV show.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck did he have a TV show?
Independent Film Channel.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's a great show. He's very political, too. He's like a
fucking Rollins. What do you expect?
He's more like Jon Stewart, only he would actually punch the guy in the face if he disagreed with him.
Yeah. He's pretty fucking hardcore when it comes to that kind of shit.
No, he's not.
But I want to talk about Time on that album.
Time.
If Pink Floyd had the technology back then, they would have done Time the way Flaming Lips did on this album.
My favorite moment, the build-up. I mean, the intro is like a minute and a half long. It's like a friggin' hard industrial build-up. And then it just cuts to acoustic guitar and light singing through the whole verse part. They made the sound. It sounds so great.
What would you give it for star rating?
I'd give it a 4 out of 5.
I agree.
Because
money just ruined, took a star away from it.
Yeah, some of it. I mean, they did good on Us and Them. When they did
Breathe was good.
Breathe
too.
Was good, but the only thing I didn't, another thing I didn't like was in Brain Damage and Eclipse, they took out the background vocals, the chorus that usually sings in the background.
Yeah,
they took that out, and like, oh, that's just like one little key piece missing from the song for me. So,
yeah,
like
you
I
were
said,
there,
4 out of 5.
If you were there, you would have been able to fix that. And be like, where's that fucking background vocals?
I can do the fucking falsetto and shit.
Yeah, it can't
let me do it.
Yeah.
Truthfully, if I was there, I would have beaten him up for ruining money.
Well, all right.
Now, Taco, you wanted to talk about Mumford and Sons.
Just a little bit.
First of all, I gotta admit, I know who they are. My first thought was Sanford and Sons.
Yeah,
me
too.
No, this is a band. And,
are you sure they're a band? Because we are covering music, so, I mean,
yeah.
If it's not a band...
No, they're a band,
work.
Mumford and Sons.
Now, is it a father and two sons?
No.
Are they even related?
No.
No.
No way! So
it's
they're called Mumford and Sons?
Lies
and
deceit.
Yeah.
So they're like an ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
That's why they became an ex.
They're like Millie Vanilli.
Have you heard... Who has...
Like Penn and
Teller. I've heard of them.
I haven't heard...
Never heard of them.
Sorry.
All right, well, my friend introduced me to them about around last year.
No, was it around last year or was it last year?
Shut up!
Yeah, you want to stab him with this?
Yes!
Pathetic.
Oh,
you and that thing.
Stop breaking it, asshole.
Fuck you! Stop putting me so close to things.
I finally saw them, they're on VH1, and I was like, whoa, they made it big. So I'm so happy. I want to go see them.
VH1, whatever happened to.
What, soon.
When? Let me know. I'll take along.
VH1. Has anyone ever heard of?
The song that they have out on VH1 right now is Little Lion Man, which is, I don't think is their best song. I can't remember which song was my favorite, but
I
give them 4 stars. Mumford and Sons, 4 stars.
Out of 5?
4 out of 5.
Okay.
Top 5 biggest losers in music. Number 5, Mumford and Sons.
You want to beat them up now, don't
number
you?
Number 4 through 1.
Shut up!
Don't worry, you'll do that later.
Wait. I actually have a good list.
All right, okay, here we go.
Number 4, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes.
And Miley Cyrus tied for number 4.
I'd shoot them.
Number 3, Ashley and Jessica Simpson.
I agree with Ashley.
I don't
she
like
does
Jessica.
Do a good hoedown. She does do a good hoedown.
She does, yeah.
Shh, don't say that so loud. There's black people around the corner that might think family member of Michelle.
Oh.
Sorry. Old
go
joke.
Down.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2.
Justin Bieber.
Number 2! I'm surprised. I thought nobody would get my number 2. Thank you.
Well, I figured because of all your friends in the lesbian community whose lives have been ruined because someone would point, it's Justin Bieber! I'm a woman!
Oh my god, Justin Bieber's really a woman?
Oh my god. I had the Justin Bieber haircut for a little while before he was even born, so he can shut the hell up.
Wow.
Damn.
And number 1, Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Whoa.
He's the Jonas Brothers on that.
That's number 6.
Yeah.
They weren't in the top 5.
No.
Oh, side note, did anyone see Paul McCartney get his Gershwin Award?
No.
One of the featured performers, the Jonas fucking Brothers.
What?
They sang Baby Drive My Car. I mean,
it
was like an early Beatles song. They had that kind of like, you know, happy lollipop song kind of theme to it, but I was
well,
like,
when they were on their acid trip?
Well, check this. If the Jonas Brothers are number 6, do you know who number 7 is? The Hanson Brothers.
I fucking mentioned
the Hanson Brothers. So
Alright, hold on a second. I have to admit, their new song was great.
I haven't heard it.
And the video is actually based off of the Ray Charles scene from the Blues Brothers.
Really?
Yeah. And it's...
Why the fuck
can
they
actually
like to do that?
Nenya can vouch for me on this, because she was the one who got me into that song.
Well, I don't see Nenya here, so there is no vouching.
Fine.
Until she can do it next show.
Voucher denied.
Yes.
So they could be getting better.
No.
There's a chance.
Maybe. Possibly. No.
Well, they
I
should
don't
know. Be getting better.
Yeah.
It's been how long? They came out in the 90s, right?
Yeah. It's been
over 98.
98.
I was in fucking middle school.
I was still in elementary school.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because they had to help to pull them back a few years.
Hey, shut up, Screech.
All right.
He has no comeback for Screech.
Yeah, there is no comeback, because every other person that he looks like is a person that can still beat you up.
Screech himself never had a comeback, so it's
Bam Bam Bigelow, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Randall Reeder.
Well, you kind of do look like Pee Wee Herman now, because he's lost a lot of hair. So
I heard he's trying to
jerk off in a movie theater.
Actually,
I heard he's making a new movie.
Yep, Judd Apatow is producing it.
Oh my god.
That's how awesome I know it's going to be.
Oh my god. Do you think Pee Wee's still on drugs?
Nope.
Is he still exposing himself?
How do you come up with any of that stuff? How do you sit on Cherry and talk to
Cherry?
Are
you ready for this? You know who came up with the idea and gave Paul Rubens the blessing to do it?
Who?
Andy Kaufman.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Hey, Jambi! Mecca Licka Mah, Mecca Honey Ho!
No, Mecca Licky High, Mecca Honey Ho.
Mecca Licka High, Mecca Honey Ho. Oh, Mecca High, Mecca Mickey Mickey Ho, no.
If since we're talking about old school shows, do you know when they should bring back Gumby?
Oh my god, Gumby.
He was the man!
I love Pokey.
Oh,
I'm Gumby, damn it.
They're doing Smurfs now, come on.
Yeah, they are doing
Smurfs. They're doing Smurfs.
They are?
Yeah, 3D.
Ooh.
And doing
Katy Perry is Smurfette.
The Smurfs are doing the voices, and then there's real life people in it.
Okay.
Hank Azaria is
Gargamel.
Huh? Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria is playing him.
Oh.
I saw a picture of him. Holy shit. I think it could be a good movie.
Has anyone ever noticed that Gargamel looks like a monk?
Yes.
Yep.
So you're coming with us to see that when it finally comes out, whenever it is.
Tommy Place, just name it.
You couldn't fucking drag me to that movie. Fuck you guys.
Why?
I'll drag you to the movie theater, but I'll go watch something else. I'll find even the worst movie of the week and watch that instead of that fucking movie.
Okay,
I can't do
so
it.
So you're going to watch your mom's sex tape?
Oh,
I don't know. That was pretty good.
But you would agree.
You're watching Disney Channel. Whale's Maiden, not his mom's porn tape.
That's just a BBW party at my house in the pool. That's how bad it is.
I've been there for one.
If you don't understand what BBW it is, it means big beautiful women. More like beached whales. That's what it is.
All right. I was over in the water.
Disgusted and beaches itself.
Yes, it does. Gashes upon it.
One of the ladies' boobs popped out, and I actually thought it was
that'd be Katie. Yep, that's Katie.
I was actually thinking about becoming a priest, and I'm an atheist.
That's the funny thing was, she actually almost ended up on Saturday Night Live because she was that fucking hilarious. Because she'd run around and be like, boobies! And then run away. And we're like, what the fuck was that?
It was a
big fat titties.
With a weird shaped nipple.
Yes.
All right. Let's perform.
I don't
think
I ever want
to
see that.
No. Yes, you do. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you don't want to turn her straight.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's true.
Hey, I guess that brings a new meaning. Straight. Straight.
All right, next thing.
Sports.
What?
Sports.
Sports.
Orale.
Fuck Orale.
All right, so we have the big series this week in Boston. The Boston Red Sox were held back 5.5 games behind the New York Yankees and Tampa Bay Rays. Started a three-game series against Tampa last night with John Lester on the mound, and boy, did he deliver. We won 3-1, 4.5 back. We need to take one out of the next two just to stay in contention, because starting next Tuesday, we get the fucking Yankees.
Fuck Yankees!
Yankees suck.
Man.
Do you what I want them to do?
Joe?
They should all get lead enemas.
Ooh.
You know what a lead enema is?
Let's go mercury enema. Mercury.
No, a lead enema is when you take a 12-gauge, shove it up their ass, and then pull the trigger while it's inside.
Now, that's the question I have. What kind of round is it? Is it deer slug?
A deer slug.
Okay, deer
slug. I think a deer slug would do the best.
They turn inside out just because.
Yeah.
Even buckshot would be fun, though.
Yeah, but, you know, you never.
Birdshot would be even funner.
Hey, the explosive round.
Like some Wile E. Coyote shit, take a drink of water and just...
Congratulations!
Okay. So, I mean, we have some good times coming up. We have guys going down again because Daisuke is on the, DL. Jacoby Ellsbury is still on it. Pedroia got some really bad news. He might need foot surgery.
God damn it.
You know, I've never been a Daisuke fan. We hit all this hype coming in when he came in, and he's just been, like, an average pitcher. He's, like, you know, almost another Tim Wakefield that doesn't do knuckleballs. He's, like, that consistent.
Yeah, well, that's what I've always felt. I actually agree with you, but seeing that Anvil over here is like, no, he's a fucking awesome pitch. He's the ultimate fucking pitcher.
I love Wakefield. I'm sorry.
Wakefield. Yeah. I don't know, man. The Nuggets fucking nifty. Called.
I'll give him that word. He's nifty.
I'd rather have like an underarm pitcher. You know, I'd rather have the submarine pitches instead of a fucking knuckleballer. I would. I can't fucking stand that shit. It's like, he'll pitch fucking great one game, and then like the next game, they're like, fucking home run. Fucking, you know, it's ridiculous. Alright, stop playing the grab ass over here. We're recording.
She started it.
Yeah, okay, mister. And I put my arm up. Oh, tickle pit.
Fine, maybe I deserve that.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
On to the next fucking thing.
But the Washington Nationals got some bad news. All-star pitching phenom Steven Strasburg's season is over.
Over.
He shows up. He played some really good baseball. Hurt his arm. Went on the DL. Came back. Gave up so many runs. It's not even funny. Went back on. Everybody's like, oh, he got a little boo-boo. He's just faking it. He needs Tommy John surgery, which is ligament replacement in your elbow. Because he destroyed it so badly. So fuck you all those that made fun of him.
Freaking use up your arm, man.
Well, they use and abuse him hard.
Yes.
They're like a 2-cent whore on, you know, payday.
Don't worry, we're using 3 games in a row this time.
So, I mean, I wish the kid...
That's okay, we'll just pay him overtime the second game.
Yeah.
Don't worry, he could keep throwing 100 the whole time.
Alright, so let's get on to what happened Thursday.
Thursday!
The New England Patriots took on the St. Louis Rams in a preseason exhibition.
We was not expecting that.
And we lost 36-35.
One fucking point.
But it's preseason, so it doesn't matter.
Where the hell did the Rams come from? They freaking last in the...
I thought they were from Scotland. Quarterback.
Whoa. No. Those are the Vikings. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's the Norse people.
Oh, that's right.
All
right.
So, I mean, Tom Brady looked good. Threw for just under 300 yards in his 3 quarters of play. Randy Moss and him connected for a 65-yard touchdown.
That
perfect.
Was good.
But the guy that impressed me the most, I have two guys that really impressed me in this game.
Ooh.
One, Darius Butler. 97-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
Oh, the first points, yeah.
Yes. And then Rob Gronkowski with 2 touchdown catches, including one where he drags James Laurinaitis 10
yards. Oh, freaking one-legged hop.
Yep,
oh.
He's like hopping one leg, dragging James Laurinaitis.
Other guy's got holding on to his right leg. He's hopping on the left or vice versa. I'm not sure. Oh, that's a hot picture. They freaking hop for a good 5 feet and dives and makes it right on the goal line. Oh.
Yes.
Awesome.
It was beautiful. They reviewed it. It was a touchdown. Truthfully, our defense needs some work. Running back, I don't know what's going on because Maroney hasn't touched the ball or even been in the game in 2 games. But yet the same, he's still going to be here. So I don't know.
Well, that
offense was good, though.
Yeah, I want to say that the offense was able to get the whole tennis match going back and forth, more or less trying to, you know, keep the defense, you know,
right,
going. But I just think that the last push on the game to get them that field goal was just the worst fucking thing ever.
Yes.
I mean, it was like 33-35, and then they kicked the field goal, and it was like 36. I was like, and that was the thing. I was playing a video game because I wasn't watching the actual thing. I was watching it on the ESPN, like, Gamecast thing. And I was sitting there. I was just like, da-da-da, look back. I was like, fuck, they're up one. And then, and then we got up again. Like, it was like 31-35. I don't know. It was somewhere around there. And then they scored another field goal, and then they scored that field goal. And I was just like, what the fuck just happened?
We got F'd in the A.
Basically.
But speaking of kicking, the Patriots, you know, gave a contract extension to Steven Gostkowski, so our kicker's going to be here for longer.
No, great.
And he's actually the best kicker in all of football.
How many years? 5, 10? What?
More than one.
Okay, good.
Great. He's not a rookie.
Yes.
Dude, why do you ask me questions?
Kind of.
Vinatieri.
Yo, dude, hey! His name is not to be mentioned around here. He went to the Colts.
Oh, but Vinatieri!
I will shank you.
We'll get to the shank later.
Yes, we'll get to the shanking later.
And
it's a very shank.
For your main event.
Good job.
In this sports podcast. Live from Boston, Massachusetts.
It's Saturday night.
God damn it,
it's
stop that.
The Ducks led enema. It's UFC 118. Co-main events. BJ Penn versus Frankie Edgar for the title. Randy the Natural Couture versus James Lights Out Tony. Tony making his box, you know, his MMA debut coming from boxing, running his little bitch mouth because he's a cunt. That's all he is, and he's never even seen one.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's too fat.
Followed by Kenny Florian, the Boston native, taking on Gray, the bully Maynard.
Go Flo!
Yes. And Nick Diaz will fight Marcus, the Irish hand grenade, Davis.
Hand grenade.
Da-da-da.
I take a hand grenade.
Yes.
So we're going to go around the table and make our picks. I will start. I will take BJ Penn over Frankie Edgar. Randy the Natural Couture over James Toney. I'll take Kenny Florian over Gray Maynard just because I'm giving the Boston love. Because I think Maynard's a great fighter, and actually, this is one of those up in the air. Because I really think that Gray Maynard could make this win. But I'll give it to the Boston native just because he's in Boston. And then I'm going to take it and give it to the Irish hand grenade. Just because I'm an Irishman, you have to give it to the hand grenade.
Mm-hmm.
So who wants to go next? You know, I'm going to give it to the duck.
All right.
These quackers.
I think Frankie Edgar has a chance in the main event. So I think, considering that he went all five rounds with BJ Penn and still came out of it, yes, it was a controversial decision.
It's all because it's in Abu Dhabi.
But I reckon that he has been getting ready for this fight for God knows how long. And I think he knows BJ Penn's game plan now. So I reckon that if he can go through the five rounds, or if he's lucky enough and knocks him out, I go with Frankie Edgar.
There won't be a knockout. It'll be a submission, if anything.
Yeah, he's a submitter.
Now, in the terms of Randy Couture and James Toney, yes, Toney has had more knockouts than Couture.
But you have to look over all of his knockouts from boxing. He's never fought MMA before.
Correct. And that's what's going to kill him in the end, is the fact that he's not good on the feet. Do you think the Ali Shuffle is going to get him out of a submission? Fuck no.
Well, once he gets to the ground, I don't care what he does, he's all over with. Because you know what? He's not good on his back.
He's after
only the women are. No. So if Ariane was on her back, oh hell yeah, we know she knows what she's doing.
Giggity giggity.
So I give it to Couture.
Okay.
For Florian versus Maynard, you gotta give it to the home team. You gotta give it to Florian. I reckon, yes, Maynard has the better record. Never has had a loss. He had no contest, but hasn't had a loss. But I reckon that the Boston crowd is going to get into his head. Because they're all going to be back in Florian, and they're going to be doing everything they can to distract him.
There's nothing like a Boston crowd.
Yes.
On the undercard, there is another Boston kid fighting. I hope he destroys the kid he's fighting, because it's Lozon is the kid's name. I'm not sure who he's fighting.
Lozon, yeah.
But the guy handed him the cake and said, "Sorry for your loss," at the weigh-in yesterday. In front of the Boston crowd, he hands him a cake. That says, "Sorry for your loss."
Yep.
Wow.
Because he's already predicting he's going to beat Lozon in front of his hometown crowd.
Wow.
I've actually seen Lozon on the train when I'm going to work, because he doesn't drive. He takes the train everywhere. That's a Boston man.
All right, but going back to this, I pick Florian. And what was the other one we're talking about?
We're going one more down, the Diaz versus Davis.
Did you skip the Miranda?
Yeah, I skipped that
one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think...
That was a late addition, so...
Yeah,
I think Diaz could have a chance at this one.
Ooh, you're going against the Irish, Frenchie.
Wait, the Irishman was Davis?
Yeah, the Irish hand grenade.
That's right. We went to Idaho a couple weeks ago, I can't remember.
And he's from Maine.
Okay, I go with Davis.
He's a maniac.
Okay, let's go. I'm sending this to Blue now.
Well, what about them?
They're going after! I'm popping it around to the guys who took part in the article first.
Motherfucker. All right, well, Frankie Edgar, I think he's a pussy anyways, and BJ Penn will probably whip the shit out of him. And the only thing is I hope that BJ Penn can knock him the fuck out so then they can shut up about this whole controversial bullshit, because I'm kind of tired of hearing it.
I hope he gives him a stink face like Rikishi.
Oh my god, Rikishi Fatu.
Yeah. James Toney, yeah, great record for boxing, but... That's the whole thing about boxing. You go and knock somebody the fuck down. You go to your goddamn corner. I think he's going to make a mistake and knock some... if he knocks Randy Couture down, he might accidentally go to his corner.
He went to his corner.
And go. And Randy Couture will stand up going, "What the fuck just happened?" You're like, "Why did you go to your corner?" All right, boxing's for idiots. So, more or less, yeah, I go with Couture on this one. Yeah, I mean, Couture, he's fucking, he's just amazing, you know, with his actual fighting skills. I mean, he's been champion for different weight classes. I mean, fuck, how can you do that? And he's a Hall of Famer.
Actually, the best part is there's only been two fighters to win the championship in two
different
things.
And he's one of them.
And the other was BJ Penn.
Exactly. So
you see both of them.
So, but that was the other thing was when we saw them go on the scale, you saw that James Toney was, what, 235?
236.
236.
And he was down in his underwear with a gut.
And Couture comes out, jeans, metal necklace, everything like that, and stood on the scale and was at least 14
pounds lighter, wearing jeans, a necklace, and he was all cut.
And he could go, ha, 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 fuck you, you know, that because that's how crazy he is. What's our next one here? Because we skipped Miranda, right?
Yeah, we have Tony Florian versus Maynard.
I feel like Miranda could win anyways. He's got that scary torso that seems like it's gone, but anyways.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was just a late addition that was added, like, last week.
Yeah, it was. Kenny...
Ken Flo Florian.
I feel like he's got a great chance again, Menard, but Menard is a fucking beast.
Well, yeah, you don't get the nickname of the bully for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. He's definitely, it could go either way on that match, but I would like to see Kenny win. But with sometimes when we've been calling these fights, it's been going the other way. I mean, I just feel that it sucks because we've had that happen to us. So if hopefully it doesn't happen with the main card fight that we're going to go.
Well, I don't know. If it goes against us, the Ducks are going to be happy, so.
Fucker. Next one, Nate Diaz versus Marcus Davis. I want to go with the Irish Hand Grenade just because of the name, but I feel that Nate Diaz does have a fucking... He's got some kind of a leg up. He's got something on him.
Well, I mean, it's going to be one of those that we have to come to see. Now, you know what? We're going to hand this over to the Mrs. Taco. Now, just so you guys know, D-Rock and Pink Taco do not really watch the sports, so they're taking a look at the fight card and just choosing from what we've said.
I'm going by looks.
All right. So, he has the biggest rack, so I'm going to go with him. Yeah.
All right, let's see. Who has more defined abs? BJ Penn.
Yes!
Randy Couture.
Yes!
That person doesn't matter. Oh, okay. This is hard.
Just looking at Florian Maynard. Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
You're going against a Boston boy. All right.
Yeah. Nate looks like a little boy. I'm going to go Marcus Davis.
Yeah, the Irish hand grenade.
Okay.
There we go. That's
who. All right, well, they had to train her a little bit more.
But she took three out of our four, so I'm happy. All right, let's go D-Rock.
All right. First match, I got George Foreman over Mike Tyson by way of
down
frying. Second match, I got Ryu over Ken by way of Shoryuken. Third match, Charizard over Mewtwo by way of flamethrower. Can't underestimate the flamethrower.
And then to the real fight card.
Oh, man. You know, I gotta go BJ Penn over Edgar.
Wow.
Just from, because I really don't want to get the shit beat out of by you guys.
We left him out in the cold on Frankie Edgar. It's good.
Man, Randy Couture, I've heard that name way too many times to just not look twice at it, so I gotta go him over. Henning Flory and Gray Maynard. Anyone with the name Maynard looks like a pussy to me.
Oh, shit!
So I will go Kenny Florian.
The Boston boy!
Diaz Davis. Does this matter?
Yes.
Diaz Davis, okay.
You have, you know, Nate Diaz with
Davis.
No nickname, and then the Irish hand grenade, Nate Marcus Davis.
Is Davis a southpaw?
Yes.
Man, okay, I gotta go Davis.
And he's taking the Irish hand grenade!
Ooh, and,
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Well, we're all taking Joe Lozon on the undercard.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna go with. I'll go Lozon.
Those are like definitely like the 4 to 5 people that are gonna be shown on the pay per view fights.
Okay.
Usually after that is like Spike, and then they drop back the ones that are the first ones that they do. They cut those out and they put those on later on the pay per view fight if it cuts early.
I think Davis might get dropped down to the 9 o'clock Spike because of Damian Maia's fight.
Yeah, that one too. But
I'm upset about that. But actually, Joe Lozon, like I said, I see him on the train all the time. Because, you know, being from Boston, when he's not fighting, he trains here in Boston.
So if we get lucky, we might be able to see that anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, we're going to start watching the fights at 9 o'clock on Spike, switch over to the pay-per-view. I know, you know, you guys enjoyed us for a little bit.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out.
I got the basic cable at home, so I might have to make the trip up.
Hey, we always send it out for every fight. You
we send it
out.
I guess it's cheaper than HBO still. Not for long, but...
Hey, we'll get you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you gotta join us more, just for all this.
I just sent out the invite. I'll share all of my fighting expertise that I obviously have shown here.
Dude, you got it from hockey!
Oh, yes. Next month we have a good showing with both Nagira brothers fighting in two different matches. But I'm looking forward to the one that happens the day after my birthday, when Brock Lesnar fights Cain Velasquez for the title again!
Oh my god, I still can't believe Brock Lesnar moved over. I used to remember him from what, like WWE?
He's a monster!
Yeah, and then he was at WWE, tried out for the Minnesota Vikings and almost made it.
The fuck?
He almost made it in pro football and then went to UFC, won the title, defended it successfully after almost dying. He had diverticulitis when he died. Came back, defended his title, won, and now he's fighting Cain Velasquez the day after my birthday, and there's a great fight card that weekend. I'm looking forward to a fun birthday weekend.
Not bad.
And we're taking Pink Taco.
Yay!
And then we're taking D-Rock, and we're taking...
Everybody.
But yeah, everybody.
Everyone's throwing my name around today.
That's because I'm so happy to see you!
Everyone loves playing with the Pink Taco.
That wasn't me.
That was me.
Hello.
So let's move on to video games.
Wait, do you guys want to talk hockey or not?
Oh yeah, hockey.
Hockey. Oh man, I
hockey.
Can't wait.
Hockey.
Every
hockey.
Time I see a Patriots game or any preview stuff, I just keep thinking, just go hold on, two more months. Hockey's
yeah,
coming. Hockey's coming.
What was worse for me? It was watching a lacrosse game the other day. I was like flicking through and I saw it, and the ball hit the ground, and the guy went down to scoop it up. I'm like, I need ice.
Oh my god, fucking wrist shot it up, but no, you got a fucking net there. Why do you need a net? You can just have a stick.
And then watching the fight, Milan Lucic or Sean Thornton. Actually, I got my buddy Blue here, truly into hockey. I had him watch a preseason game with me, and Lucic got into the fight. Punched the dude in the face, tore his cheek open, and just watching them see the dude block and saying stop.
Yeah, the only thing they should really let the refs stand back a little bit more. Because I love watching the old classic games back in the 70s when they only got in when it was safe for the refs to come in, you know?
Truth be told, I'd love to see it, you know, like, on the ice. The fight goes to break out, right? As soon as they square off, big John McCarthy, who was a MMA ref, come running out. Let's get it on!
No.
And just stand there and, like, it's a whole title fight. They're just pounding each other and he's like, stop, stop!
Ooh.
And then you see him disappear and the real referees come back out. But that's just my opinion on sports.
Yeah.
I think they should start integrating more sports together.
That's true. I could see a little checking in soccer. That would be appropriate.
Yeah. Then what Happy Gilmore would come into this. I took off my ice skate and tried to stab somebody with it.
Oh, God.
Or take, like, football. And,
come on, think of those soccer cleats.
Dude. What about the headbutts and stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
The chest.
Oh, France!
I'd like to see basketball get physical to the point where they need to wear football pads to play it.
That would be pretty fucking sick.
Actually, I think they should bring back the basketball where you play on the trampolines.
Those are awesome.
They need to bring it back.
Yeah, I think there was a couple of things with that because there was people who either broke necks or actually got killed.
Well, actually, the guy that broke his neck is because they didn't
that's
have...
rugby.
Yeah,
you know, what it is the walls were far enough away that people could be there and actually sit on the side and the guy landed wrong. I think they should do it so the walls are against the trampoline, so you hit the wall and people watch from above.
Yeah.
Like they do in surgery sometimes.
Or otherwise, they do kind of like how they did the movie Rollerball, where they have like the glass siding kind of almost like that, where they're able to just bounce off of it or something.
I don't know. When it comes to viewing things, I think you should be able to view more surgeries in real life. It's like, so we're selling tickets to a brain surgery. Who's going to buy tickets to a brain surgery?
Well, the way that the seating is set up in some of those surgical rooms.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, I can't see the brain, I want better seats.
Okay, do you think that black people watching a surgery are the same as black people watching a movie? Yo, there's a tumor behind the esophagus! There's a tumor there! Go get the tumor!
Oh my god, look at him twitch! Look at him twitch! Oh, did his heart just stop? His heart just stop!
I'm trying to watch this, sir. Will you shut up? I'm on the phone!
Oh, you can tell he ain't black. Look at that tininess.
And cue the part where he drops the phone right into the opening of the surgery.
Do I
just hope that doesn't vibrate.
It's like, yo, doc, let me know when the text message comes in. I'll come down and get it. I'm waiting for my sugar mama to call. Just don't let my wifey know.
Okay, we good?
Yeah, we're good. I think we're good. I think we're done with the racist stuff. Yeah. So.
Whoa! No, it's enough about being racist.
Bullshit. Racist. Go.
Just observation.
You know what? That is a good observation.
Yes.
Yay.
I couldn't hear D-Rock.
D-Rock.
I was an observationalist. I was just observing.
Oh, of course, yes. Hey, it's like living in my neighborhood. You observe a lot of things. The drug dealer down the street, the illegal immigrants living in the apartment, you know, two doors down.
That too.
The way they can stack 20 of them in the back of a pickup truck.
Oh, shit.
The 40 of them hop in the back of a van that says, paint by Americans.
Come on! Let's become the Boston Racist Brigade, but...
Let's cut that.
We paint your house cheap.
So, truth be told, that's actually what the van says that comes to pick them up. Painting by Americans.
Shut the fuck up.
I ain't lying!
I don't give
a
shit. Just go back to the
video games.
Video games.
Let's talk Shank. We saw this at the Penny Arcade Expo back in March, and we were impressed by it, and we were happy that they finally released it on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
Yeah, but it was sad that it wasn't one of the games that was part of the Xbox Live Summer Arcade. Which was kind of bullshit.
I think those are just more exclusives.
No, that's the thing is that they were exclusive and everything like that. They had a whole setup where, you know, you could download these five games, and if you get all five of them or something like that, you get 1,200 points back.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of fucked up because you just did five times the 1,200 points.
Mm-hmm.
Because none of them were 800 points at all.
Yeah.
And people are drinking off bottles here. God damn it.
I was pumping up my Nerf gun.
Yeah, sure, right.
Super soaker fire.
That's what a Nerf gun is, right. So, back to Shank. Shank was definitely a great game. 1,200 points is maybe a little bit too much for this bitch.
Yeah, $15 on PlayStation 3. Considering it was a bit of a short game, I think it should have been, what, maybe more... If it was you, 800 points, and me, 999.
Yeah, exactly. That would be probably a little bit better in that setup, but it was getting to the point where you got so pissed off because I had to stop a couple times and walk away from the actual game because of the fact that I kept on getting basically prison gangbanged. It basically was, you know...
Don't drop the soap!
Yeah. It's like, oh shit, I dropped the soap! Get him! And then they were just like...
Appropriately.
Shank.
And we had to restart from the checkpoint so many times, especially when there's that, especially parts where you think you get them all finished, and suddenly there's like four times more amount of people.
Yeah, there's the one motherfucker that's just like the massive guy that runs fucking through everybody.
Yeah, King Baby Duck let me and Pink Taco play for the first time today, and
like a virgin.
Yeah, we almost made it through the first level.
I know. I want to go back and try it again.
What did they do with the co-op? Did they create just two different characters? One's black,
one's
white?
It was a real, like, side-scroller type shooter slash.
It was the, it was the protagonist from the regular game, and then his friend. It's a prequel to the main story.
Yeah, I played as the Mexican friend.
The machete-like character.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty fucking cool, because I didn't get to try the co-op yet. I was still working on the main part of the game. It just seems, like I said, just... I get to the point where it's like, fuck yeah, I messed up all those one guy. And then I get to the next one, bang, dead. Then I end up all the way back to where I was before that whole thing where I took out all the guys. And it's just like, gotta be shitting me.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine how this is on hard mode, because I'm playing it on normal. And it's fucking, I can only imagine it's going to be like 50 more guys and you're going to have to do 20 to 30 more hits just to kill the motherfuckers.
Yeah.
A piece.
And some of the hints they give you are a little dickish, you know what I mean? Like... Me and Pink, we made it to, The boss battle in the first level. And it was the Biker Brothers. And we died, what, like 20 freaking times?
Alright.
And what's the tip they gave?
Okay, each tip. Every time we died, they gave us a tip. Watch out for their combo attack. Like, no shit, that's what killed us the last five times. Not how to avoid the combo attack. No, it's like, oh, watch out, that can hurt you if you haven't figured it out yet, by the way.
Severely hurt.
Yeah, that was the other thing, is like when you get into the actual game, that was kind of annoying when you played as the main character and you went against the Butcher, as they called him, because he was the wrestler guy. You kill him the first time, but it's actually not him, it's somebody else acting as the Butcher, and then you find the Butcher, right?
Yeah.
And the Butcher is like 20 feet fucking tall, he's fucking ridiculously just big, he's running back and forth, and what you gotta do is you gotta shoot these meat sacks that are up on the top and drop down.
Oh,
and then when he goes to swing his chain, he grabs onto that, and then you have to literally jump on his back, hump his head, and then stab him a bunch of times in order to keep on killing him, literally. Because
he'll
just grab you and toss you up against the wall and then beat you down again. It's ridiculous.
That sounded like my prom night.
Yeah. It is. It is your prom night.
Now, what's
game four?
How'd you feel about the controls? Because at time, when I first started playing this game, I had a little bit of issue with the controls, figuring out which weapon it was what and all that stuff. But as the game progressed, it got, you know, easy.
Grenade toss was a little wonky at first. I gotta admit
that's a motherfucker.
Yeah. Took me a while to get used to that, and I eventually just started, like, spamming grenades at people whenever I got the chance.
Hey, find a bomb grenades! Three right at you, motherfuckers!
It might have just been because it was the first time me playing, but I was button mashing a lot, and it was still fun to fucking look at. I mean,
yeah.
Some of the stabbing animations and shit, I was doing lunges, landing on them, and just stabbing them 20 times until they're finally dead. Oh, the good Sunday afternoon kind of game.
I took that girl, and I was like, boom!
Oh, man.
Used her as a hammer.
Well, this is a button mashing game. This is definitely one of those maybe control breaking fucking games because you're going to be sitting there going, motherfucker! And then all of a sudden snapping in two and you go, ah, shit, I need a new one. Drop another $50 for another controller.
Yeah.
Just so you can beat the $15 game.
Yes, exactly.
I feel like the only issue I had with this game was the voice acting.
Oh my god, the voice acting was so ridiculous.
Fuck
it was. It was like almost, parodical, like, almost.
Well,
yeah.
They were trying to get the most typically badass voices possible, and they were just making them sound ridiculous.
Those motherfuckers are dead. Us motherfuckers are alive.
I feel like they try to do it kind of like a Grindhouse.
Yeah.
It felt, because when you watch some of the film, you could see some of the shitty little, like, line effects that you'd have from a film,
mm-hmm.
but in cartoon form, which was pretty funny, but it was a little bit over the edge. But yeah, this was one of those games that was at Penny Arcade that everybody got into like a short line because it was only one of those small little, you know, booths. But
yep.
They had the whole setup where they got together and just were playing the game, and it was just a great fucking thing to trick. What the fuck is going on here?
They're playing Flick the Can.
They're playing Flick Wars on the fucking can.
Who can get the closest without actually flicking it?
Alright. So yeah, what do we give this as a score?
Because of the short length and how expensive it was, I think I can give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Did you officially beat it yet?
Almost. I'm at the last boss.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you positive?
Yes.
Sure, it's
because...
not an imposter.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only other thing is that I think there was about 7, and where you were up to when I last saw it on the Facebook,
mm-hmm.
when it popped up on there... You just finished exactly what I just finished.
Oh, okay.
So, we might be still like 3 bosses away. I don't know. This game might be a little bit longer than we expect.
Right.
But, yeah, it definitely felt a little weird or short or kind of wonky for me, but what did you give it as a score?
3.5 out of 5.
3.5? Yeah. I'll give it a 4. I'll give it a...
You definitely took a shit.
I'll give it a 4 out of 5 on
okay.
the aspect of the game, because it was very creative, and I did like the aspect that they went backwards instead of made this 3D, they made it just a 2D game.
And I love the animation style in it, too. Very Venture Brothers.
I got a soft spot for cel shading. Fucking Legend of Zelda Wind Waker is one of my favorite games.
I agree.
I did have an issue with the fact that when you're jumping on certain things, and if you got, like, if you jumped off and then you got shot, you ended up falling back in the
I had an issue with that.
That was
a end of the top.
On the flip side though, I just took out the shotgun and did it to some of the other guys and shot them off of the ledges, so that was fun.
I felt the only other thing is that working with the the little pistol machine gun was absolute bullshit. That gun, I didn't like it at all. Because it didn't actually, you couldn't shoot it straight. It's like you'd shoot, and then all of a sudden go into a hole. Like, 180 shoot over your head, and then go back, and then start shooting again. I'm like, you're wasting fucking bullets. So it's like, I'd rock the shotgun, and I'd rock
But that's the thing, you don't waste bullets.
Pistol, yeah.
Well, no, but that's the only thing. This is like saying if there was a level part where it's like, there's a guy above you, and then there's the people around you, yes. But when you get to that point, you're fucking firing around like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a waste of fucking time, because you're not hitting on your marks. And with this game, you definitely got to put the fucking people down faster, or otherwise you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that you spray.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
So, what do you two give for a grade, and why?
I go 3.5. I like the fact they went back to the cel shading side-scroller. They made it a lot more kind of... I want to say they were kind of pushing the envelope on some of the content there. I mean, the first level was all freaking forceful rape. You know? At least in the co-op. I'm not
I
sure.
Love
I
it when you fight
point.
Back.
Man. But.
I love when you fight back. It makes it more enjoyable.
I've seen a lot of games like it. It's It's nothing that I haven't seen before, you know, but
it's
they,
like
they did it well.
I feel like it's like a side-scroller version of Mad World in some places.
I don't know. The game seemed like a lot of fun. I didn't play it, but I watched, you know, these two
He never plays video games.
Yeah, he never does. But this
I gave it up like 3 years
this
ago.
This is one of those things that they are working on now is designing the game so now that they have a limited amount, but then they could go push it out online so you can just buy it online instead of having to put it in plastic and a disc.
Right.
And then sell it to the fucking person. And that too.
Well, so what do you give it?
I thought it was very easy to play. Like, I just picked it up and just started playing, and it wasn't like, oh my god, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where the buttons. But it was, like, very easy to figure out. It was entertaining. I love violence.
Yeah, violence! I mean, children, do not hurt other children. Except in a cage.
Violence is bad.
The only thing I didn't like was a cheesy, like, over-dramatic cutscene.
Those motherfuckers are dead!
Yeah, those cutscenes. It cut it down to a 3.5 to me.
Ooh!
Oh. That fucking whites.
Uchi bada bada. Uchi bang bang.
Oh, no.
Uchi Good song.
Right. Dude, drive-by. What the hell?
Oh, my God, my head!
Oh.
Lin-Lin, City of Sin.
I thought I was home for a minute there.
It doesn't come out the way it comes in.
Ooh. What heaven ends and hell begins.
Like the President Obama dildo.
Oh.
All right, do we have time for, do we have time for your game?
I mean, yeah, how much time do we get? Actually?
We got like only like 7 minutes.
Yeah,
no,
there
was
about
no
2 seconds,
time.
Basically.
Okay, what is it called? Darkest of Days?
Darkest Days, yeah.
Yeah.
It's based on a setup where your character... And you're with, I think, what do you call it, The Last Stand with Custard. And all of a sudden, you know, you're fucking up Indians, and a big orb pops up out of nowhere once Custards get fucking killed. And they grab you out of history and toss you into the future, and then you start talking with them about what's going on. What the fuck are we doing here?
I have no
idea. To, like, build shit while... Blue's talking. What the fuck? Anyways.
I'll go up for a cigarette.
Yeah, we're almost done. So, anyways, it goes into the whole fact that, you know, you're supposed to go back in time for this company to fix all the issues with time that was messed with. So, yeah, it's definitely a good game. Graphics are a little iffy because of the fact is it resembled what History Channel came out with their Civil War game, because it wasn't that, you know, spectacular, but it felt, you know, the game could have been a hell of a lot better with the game design. But yeah, I could give this maybe a 3.8.
3.8?
3.8 out of 5 because of how they designed the game, but also I did like the history aspect, but it only gave you from two streams, really, of the Civil War and the World War I to World War II aspect, because they had one that was like one father that you had to take care of, and then you had to take care of his son, because whatever you did then messed up everything in the future for the kid.
Oh.
And then another one was you ended up back when the fuck was that whole thing where the volcano that was exploding and all the people
Pompeii.
Died? Pompeii, yeah.
Mount Vesuvius.
Yeah, exactly. So you ended up fucking up, what do you call them? Kind of like the old Roman soldiers with a machine gun. So, because they were not that smart, they were just like, oh shit, go after him! And then they come at you with a shield and spear and you just light them the fuck off. So, yeah. It was definitely an interesting game. I beat it, and, you know, it took me a little while because it kind of got annoying on certain parts, but yeah. All together... It's 3.8. I'm done. Stop drinking. Stop it.
All right, so let's wrap things up. Remember, check out our website at bostonbashbrigade.com for recent news, reviews, past podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. And if you have any questions, comments, or requests, our email address is thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com.
2 points. Pink Taco has been aiming that pretty skeet shooting for a model.
Waiting for the right moment.
Anyways, so we're also myspace.com/BostonBashBrigade. We also have our group on Facebook as well, so you can join us, and we are trying to put up active stuff that we have been doing up there lately.
Youporn.com.
That too. And RedTube. No, I'm just kidding.
So, yeah, thank the bastards for inviting me and Pink Taco on.
Well, Pink Taco is not
I'm
much
a,
of a...
I'm a bastet.
Yeah, she's
okay.
a bastet. You're a bastard in training, so if you join us for a few more, you can slowly work
your
way
towards... Yeah, you can finally be in the ranks.
Can my title be Virgin Bastard?
Yes.
That's not a nickname that I... No.
Let me do it. I've done this before. Pop this cherry. And don't forget to check out our sisters in the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go over, show them some love, and check out Geek Aggro as well.
And please, check out the interview that myself and Nenya did with Miko, the drummer of Apocalyptica. It's on the website now, and it's on iTunes as well. So please check it out. It's really, really cool. We were wicked, wicked stoked to be able to sit down with this guy and just talk with him.
It was awesome.
Yes. I listened to the podcast, and all I could say is awesome for... almost everything that Miko said. I need to learn to have a better vocabulary and not be so starstruck.
So, sir, what's your name?
Awesome.
Can I punch you in the face? Awesome.
Dude, that episode was awesome. Those Boston.
Fine.
And pretty soon, we're actually going to start trying to raise money again for the Cancer Walk next year.
Yeah, Cancer Walk.
I know the Duck's going to walk it, and me and Blue are talking about running it this year.
I'll run it.
Sweet. You know the Bastard group, means a lot to me, myself, and I know, it means a lot to everybody here, because we've all been touched in, different ways by cancer, so, as soon as you see it go up, please contact us and help us out. We raised a couple $100 last year with the help of Totally Inappropriate. We want to do better next year.
Yeah, a lot better.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Let's take a fork in this. I think we're done.
So until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Anvil.
Saying sign out, bitches.
We are the bastards.
James Tony's a cunt.
And the bastards.
Remember to spay
and neuter
him. And James Tony. Don't forget to spay and neuter him.
Don't need any of those fuckers running around.